A great answer here on the return from Paradise and at Seattle-Tacoma Airport to pick up my companion for this GRU. Luna Bell is coming up from Oakland to join the festivities here. And I wanted to address a couple things about the upcoming GRU that I think just to make things a little more clear, because it's hard to understand what a GRU is like unless you've actually been to one. A lot of people say, well, great, what are you going to present? What kind of classes are you going to teach? And the answer is I am going to maybe teach a couple things. I want to teach cigar play. I have an idea for a movement-based polyamory class that I think will be a lot of fun. But I don't have a set agenda of classes I'm going to do. I'm not going to be going from my normal class list at greatanswer.com/classes to teach this thing. This is not a weekend of me teaching. This is a weekend of me facilitating the Kingsters from Seattle getting together at the center and learning from each other. You know, the fact is that some of the greatest riggers out there, such as Claire Adams, are self-taught. You know, there isn't exactly a certification program for face slapping or for, well, there are certification programs for fire cupping because it's Asian art, but how about for fire cutting or things like that? People have a lot of things to learn from each other, and a GRU is a place where they bring out their most passionate things and try and do it. Now, the follow-up question I'll get from people is they'll say, well, you know, I'm going to present a class, so can I get in for free? And while I certainly agree that presenters, you know, at most conventions should get in for free, at an unconference, everybody pays because everybody is presenting or could present. So, you know, there's not a, I can't say, you know, oh, I know you have a great class, but I'm afraid you can't do it. And you know what? The thing is that I don't expect if you're a presenter that you have to go and present. Because, you know, if your response to that, you know, well, I'm not going to pay to go to a conference and present, I 100% agree with you. If you don't want to present at a conference, I don't think you should pay to go. I think you should pay to go so you could learn from other people. And maybe if you do have something that you are passionate about that you haven't been able to present other places, you can do that class on wasabi nasal fisting or something like that. Whatever it is you're passionate about. It's kind of funny that because GRUs don't have a constraint on either time or class size, you can do all kinds of fun little things. There's almost always at a GRU a CBT class. That's cock and ball torture, for those who don't know. And sometimes it's a big packed class, but sometimes it's just two or three people that get together and go off into a corner and share their passion for doing evil things to men's naughty bits, you know, off in the corner. And it's great because rather than go to a conference and sit there and wish that they could do that, the right people got together and talked about it. I've seen the same thing happen with a class on building dungeon furniture, which was basically three people sitting down discussing it for an hour and a half. Lily Plays in San Francisco, or San Diego GRU, did a great little class on treating rope that was amazingly thorough and lasted about 2.5 hours and was like five people, all of whom love treating their own rope, exchanging their ideas and concepts and things like that. I've also seen great combinations, like when at the St. Louis GRU, where three people who teach, I'll teach grappling, got together, and one person teaches it with rope, and one person teaches it from a top perspective, and one person teaches it from a bottom perspective. They'd never met before, but they delivered a combination class that was more thorough and more, what's the word for it, nuanced than any other grappling class I've seen. So, that's right, I don't think that you should necessarily have to pay to present at a GRU. But I do think that you should come to the GRU because the odds are you're going to end up learning something. It's why the theme of the unconferences is be prepared to be surprised. So hopefully that explains things a little bit better. And since I'm running out of time, I'm going to sign off from the Seattle-Tacoma Airport, getting ready for the Seattle GRU. Remember, the hashtag is CGRU, S-E-A-G-R-U-E. Thank you.